The area that would become Monroe Lake in 1960 included the town of Elkinsville, farmlands, and more. During the project, the Army Corps of Engineers attempted to relocate every cemetery in the area. One listener wanted to know if it's true that some people are buried deep beneath the surface of the lake.
The construction of the Monroe Lake Reservoir was controversial from the start. The project was designed to create a source of drinking water for Bloomington and to prevent flooding downstream. The power of eminent domain was used to acquire properties and even an entire town when construction began in 1960. As part of the relocation process, the Army Corps of Engineers had to move 8 cemeteries. But were there any graves left untouched and forgotten for the last 60 years?
We use this map all time.
According to Megan McDonald, research librarian at the Monroe County Historical Center, thorough documentation provided by the Corps of Engineers shows they were successful in finding and moving 7 of the 8 grave sites.
But then when they were looking for the 8th cemetery, which was known as Cutright Cemetery, they couldn't find anything there. The next of kin that was associated with that land said that they heard it was there and they couldn't find where it was themselves.
Family lore said Cutright Cemetery was an unmarked burial site for family members on ancestral farmland. When the family couldn't locate the cemetery, contractors used specialized equipment to search for the bodies. Their efforts also came up empty.
So after everyone did their due diligence, the family just kind of decided it must have just been family lore that had been passed down through generations. So they had the experts looking for the cemeteries, they had the family looking for the graves where they thought that they would maybe be, and nothing came up.
The Monroe County History Center also has a photo of what is supposed to be Cutright Cemetery, lending credence to its existence.
There is a photo we have of the, you know, where the cemetery was, and it's, you can't make out anything at all, versus the other photos where you're like, okay, yes, there definitely is a fence here, or we can see some headstones, or there's a depression in the ground, you know, something that would indicate that.
Cutright Cemetery wasn't the only case of bodies not being located through the move, though. Of the nearly 400 bodies identified for relocation, the Corps of Engineers documented moving just over 300. So, it seems likely that there are bodies still under the lake, but there's a separate urban legend that McDonald easily dismisses.
But, you know, they're like, is it true that there's, like, actual buildings under there? It's like, no, they, you know, they moved the families, they displaced them, and, the, you know, they raised everything. There's not just, like, you know, a church steeple that you're going to touch when you're swimming or anything like that.
Here's the one I was telling you about earlier.
President of the Indiana Genealogical Society, Curtis Sylvester, says the confusion may be due to the way people handled their dead in the early 1900s.
They just buried in the farm and out there under the big apple tree, let's put grandma. And they put a pile of rocks and everybody knew that was grandma until they forgot it. And so I would assume all over the United States there are unmarked graves.
But as it turns out, Sylvester is more connected to the story than originally expected.
When you send an info question to them wanting more information, they referred it to me just saying, do you know anything about this? And I said, actually I do, because they're asking about my relatives.
Sylvester is related to people directly affected by the creation of Lake Monroe. On one side of his family are the Wamplers. They were relocated without issue to Allen's Creek Cemetery, where they rest today. On the other side are the aforementioned Cutrights.
I think that they didn't remember where they buried Grandma and Grandpa. And so they looked and could not find them. So as far as anybody knows, Grandma and Grandpa are underwater.
Sylvester posits that the Cutright State Recreation Area, a campsite and boat launching area right next to the lake, is a portion of his family's old farm that didn't end up underwater. By tracing his lineage through public documents, Sylvester found the names of 6 relatives who remain under the lake. Sylvester's 3rd great-grandparents Robert and Jeria Cutright, their son Gabriel, and other relatives Hannah, Robert, and William Cutright. Robert is listed as being born in 1778. Sylvester takes a lot of pride in his family and Bloomington's heritage and says that more people should know their family history.
It's a great heritage, and I think today a lot of people don't think that's important, but I think knowing who you are and where you came from is really important for me.
So are there people still buried under Lake Monroe? Yes, and thanks to the work of historians, some of their names continue to live on. For WFIU, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.